We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Menachem Mishnah Ham Yachem b'Vinichos Aliyah. We are in Chulin, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Torah says in Devarim Yud Ches, Vereishis Geiz Tzoncha Titen Lo. The first of your fleece of your sheep, you have to give to the Kohen. So besides giving Truma to the Kohen and Chala to the Kohen, and other gifts we have to give to a Kohen, we have to give the first of our fleece to the Kohen. And the Torah doesn't say how much you're supposed to give. That's a midrabban. We'll see you have to give at least 1/60. And how many sheep do you have to shear in order to be chayiv in Reishis Hagez? We'll see that in Mishnayis as well. Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Reishis Hagez, no egg ba'aretz or v'chutz la'aretz. This should not come as a surprise, just like Matonus we spoke about, and other areas of halacha, Gid Hanosha. The halacha applies not only in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz. It's not an agricultural mitzvah, it's not Tuluya Ba'aretz. Bifnei Habayis, Shalom Bifnei Habayis, whether there's a Beis HaMikdash or no Beis HaMikdash. Happens to be, though, the Bar Tanura says, V'ho'idna nog olma ki Rabbi Eloi. There's another Tana, Rabbi Eloi, who claims, Da'ama Reishis HaGeiz Eino Noeg El HaBaretz, who holds that Reishis HaGeiz only applies in Eretz Israel. Where did he see that from? The Yalf Nisina Mitruma. He had a Gzereshava tradition, where when it comes to Truma, the Torah uses the language of giving, Nisina. Comes to Reishis Hageiz, it says T10 low, you're supposed to give. And he says, just like Truma only applies in Eretz Israel, so to Reishis Hageiz only applies in Eretz Israel. And the Bar Tanura says, V'ho'idna that no galma, we follow, that's the custom to do that as well. And then the Bar Tanura adds on, V'rabosai horu, my Rebbeim have also ruled, V'matanos nami, comes to the Zroa, L'chayayim in the Keva, the Matanos we give from the Chulin animal, which we said also applies in Chutz La'aretz. The custom is De'eino Hagos El Ba'aretz. That only applies in Eretz Israel as well. Reishis Hageiz and Matanos go together. And then he says, V'lo hodu lahen sharchach mehador. But the other gedolim of that generation did not agree with my Rebbeim, says the Bar Tanura. And hell no, we follow the Mishnah Matanos apply in Chutz La'aretz as well. Happens to be a Machalukas Rishonim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. And the minhag is that even Matanos we only give in Eretz Israel. I remember I checked with my uncle 35 years ago. He bought an animal in Eretz Israel just for the purpose of fulfilling Matanos and gave the Zroa L'chaim and L'keva to a friend. The Aruch HaShulchan says, interestingly though, even though the minhag is that we only give matanos in Eretz Israel, like Reishis Hageiz, nonetheless, he says, V'lomechze kiyuhara. He says, the minhag is, Misha rotze litein, yachol litein. Even in Chutz La'aretz, a person who wants to give, we don't look at you as someone who's horny. V'yesh mechasidim v'anshei maisef shemahadrim l'kai mitzvazu. You see, very pious people who try to fulfill the mitzvah of buying an animal and giving matanos to a kohen, even in Chutz La'aretz. The Gamani Ro'isi b'Meyal Dusi says, I remember when I was young, L'gadol echad shekodem aregel hayakonah, before the yontif, he would buy a behema, daka, the goat, a sheep, whatever, shachata, shechted it, v'nasa na matanos to the kohen. V'ani Levi says, Rav Yechiel Michal HaLevi Epstein, I can't fulfill this mitzvah. Quoting the pasuk from Yeshayahu Nun Vav, praiseworthy is the person who does such a thing. So that would not be considered yuhara, haughtiness. Nonetheless, the custom is that we give matanos and reishis hageiz only in Eretz Israel, even though the Mishnayos tell us that they apply outside Eretz Israel. Then the Mishnah says bechulin avaloma mukdashin. The Reishis Hageiz does not apply to a carbon. It applies only to chulin animals. And this would be true that even if let's say we give an animal not as a carbon. Giving an animal as a carbon has kedusha saguf. But says the Bar Tanura, afilu kachei bet hakabayis, even if I donate an animal for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, just its value, I'm giving the animal, and they're going to sell the animal and use the value to fix something in the Beis HaMikdash. Even that is considered mukdashin in the sense that Reishis Hageiz will not apply. Why not? So the pasuk says, geiz tzoncha, your fleece, and that excludes anything that belongs to Hektin. And then the Mishnah contrasts the Reishis Hageis to the Matanos. Chomer Bazroa Uvalachayim Uvakeva Mereishis Hageis. There is a Chomer astringency that Matanos have over Reishis Hageis. And what is that? Shehazroa Valachayim Akeva Nohagim Bebakar Vitzon. That applies not only to sheep, it applies to bakar, to cattle as well, that we have to give the Matanos to the Kohen. Obviously, when it comes to that says im shor im set, but when it comes to reishis hageis, it says reishis geis tzon chati tilo only tzon. Secondly, bimaruba uva maat. When it comes to the matanos, whether a person is shechting a lot of animals or only one animal, either way, those animals, each of the animals, have the obligation of matanos. But for reishis hageis, number one, ain or noheg ela berechelos, only applies to sheep. That doesn't mean rechelos in a female. It applies to males as well. But the point is it applies to sheep, does not apply to bakar. Does it apply? What about to goats? So you'll say, what do you mean? There's no fleece on goats. Well, some hair on goats. You'll say, well, goats is not soncha. It says, gaze soncha tichelos. Well, that's not true. In this week's parsha, when I'm recording this at least, is parsha's toldos. It says, lechna elatzon v'kachli misham shnei gedol ye'izim tovim. What did Rivka tell Yaakov when she overheard that Yitzchak was going to give Esav a bracha? She said to Yaakov, go to the tzon and take for me two gedoyeizim, two young goats from the tzon. What do you see? Tzon includes goats as well. So now we have to ask the question: why is it that the reishis geiz tzoncha, the din of reishis hageiz, does not apply to goats? So the answer is because it says in Devarim Yod Ches, when we speak about mitzvah reishis hageiz, it says la'amod l'shareis, that the kohen is the one who stands and serves in Hashem's name. So the reishis hageiz has to be something that will allow the Kohen to stand and serve in the Beis HaMikdash, which means material that would be fit for one of the garments that a Kohen wears. And the Avnet actually contains Tcheles, which is wool dyed blue. And the Avnet, it's actually made out of Shatnez. There's a wool and linen there in the Avnet. But so since the Avnet has wool, and so there has to be something from the Reishis Hageiz that will allow La'amod L'Shareis. The only thing we could speak of is for regular Kohen, is the Avnet. And the Avnet, there is no goat's hair that's used for any of the garments of the Kohen. And therefore, in order to fulfill La'amod L'Shareis, the only tzon we could be speaking of is sheep. And then the Mishnah says, so that's number one, is the Israel Chayv and Kaiva, the Matanos, it applies to Bakar and Son. And this only applies to Son. Number two, we said the Matanos applies to Meruba and Muat, a lot or a little. But when it comes to Reishis Hageiz, Ve'enu Nohegelim Meruba, in the mitzvah of Reishis Hageiz, we'll see, it only applies when there are several sheep that are sheared, and that is the next Mishnah. Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Beis, V'kamu Meruba. How many, what's considered a lot, where we say that matanos may apply to only one animal, but reishis hageiz only applies to multiple animals. How much? Beishamei omrim shtei rechelos. Two. Once you have two, there's a mitzvah of reishis hageiz, only one you do not. Shenamar, what's that based on? Pasuk and Yeshayah, Perek Zayin, it says, Yichaye ish eglas bakar ushtei tzon. Now, if I look at the word sown may be singular. So the answer is no. This pasuk tells me shtei tzon, that when it comes to tzon cha, I have to assume that it's a minimum of two. That is Beis Shammai's opinion. Uveisil omim, no chamesh, not until you have five sheep that you're shearing. Only then does the halacha begin. Shneamar, a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, a perek chavhei, chamesh tzon asuyos, five prepared sheep. Now, what does asuyos mean? So the Bar Tanura says, based on the Gemara, shem me'asos es ba'alehim. Asuyos doesn't mean just prepared or made. It means me'asos means they make someone, impose upon someone. They impose upon the owner of that animal and say, oh, says the Bar Tanura, va'omroslo, they say, oh, to him, I want you to do a new mitzvah, a new commandment that did not exist when you didn't have five. So chamesh son are asuyos, are me'asos. Once you have five, they are they obligate you. Now, what? How do you know that? Talking about reshus ageis. So the partner says v'hainu al kochach reshus ageis. What else could it be talking about? Dechsev beit son demashma meruba. So it says son, and son is presupposes there's more than one. How do I know? So that's because I know that it can't be anything else. Son can be more than one. But dilu b'chor, maybe it's the mitzvah of b'chor. Ksiv b'chor shor, demash b'afiluchad. That sounds like a minimum of one. So when he says chamesh son asuyos, so that can't be referring to the mitzvah of b'chor. And v'chein matanos, it says im shor im seh, applies not only to a seh, but also applies to a shor. So, and b'chor, and of course, shor is also not included in son. So when I see chamesh son asuyos, obviously it's a reference to reishis ageis, and they are Chamesh Tzon, five Tzon are me'asos, asios, me'asos. They impose upon the obligation a minimum of five. Rabbi Doso ben Karkinas Omer, Chamesh Rechelos, yet it is five, but gozizos mane upras, chayavos bereshus ageis. It's not just five sheep, but it's where each one, there's enough that you're able to shear that equals mane, and mane meno pras means each one is a pras is a half. Mane is 100 zuz in weight, 100 dinar in weight. So each one is, 25 sela in weight plus a half. That's 37 and a half sela in weight. So each one, you'll be able to shear a mane v'chetzi, a mane and a half. So that's the minimum amount. So it's a five, but it has to be each one are gozizos mane upras. So each of the five sheep, if each one is giving you 37 and a half sela in weight, which is a mane upras in weight, 125 dinarim. Rather, 150 dinarim. So here we have each sheep needs a weight of 37 and a half sela. So multiply that by five. So now you have 187 and a half sela. So according to Rabbi Dosa, that's the minimum. Now, at five rechelos, where you're going to get all together 175 and a half, where really each one you're going to get 37 and a half mana, 37 and a half sela weight worth of fleece for each and every one. V'chachamim omrim, no. Chamesh rechelos, when we said five, goes as those kol shehe, where you get any little bit from each one. Happens to be the Gemara says that doesn't really mean any little bit. One little piece, a little hair, a piece of wool from each of the five is not going to help you. But it means, relatively speaking, compared to Rabbi Dosa, it's going to be very little. Says the Batun, how much is that? Lav dafka. Don't take that literally, kol shehu. Less than 60 sela is no chiyuv. So as opposed to Rabbi Dosa, who said altogether five sheep, 187 and a half sela weight, here, it's less than 60 sela, you're not chayef. In terms of our weight today, how much wool? So in terms of ounces, Rabbi Dosa would require 127 and a half ounces, which is approximately 8 pounds. And if you take about a third of that, would be the obligation according to the Chacham. Then Mishnah says, V'kama nosdim lo. How much should be given to the Kohen? Now, what does that mean? How much? This is nothing to do with what we just said. This is something else. Let's say someone is shearing a lot of fleece. So how much, the question is, how much is he supposed to give the Kohen? So shouldn't that depend on Rabbi Dosa or the Chachabim? So the Baraturi says, no, what it means is like this. Habalach chalek reishis ageis shabiyad. The person has reishis ageis in his hand. He has a lot. He certainly has the shear. So I just want to know if I want to give it to multiple Kohanim. So I'm going to give away all the reishis ageis that I'm obligated to do. I have 100, according to Rabbi Dosa, I have 187.5 sela in weight. According to the Chachamim, I have 60 sela in weight, but I want to divide it up amongst many Kohanim. Lo yifkos l'chol kohen mimishkal chamesh tzlaim tzemer. You have to give, and that's what Mishnah says, the kamenos below, minimally mishkal chamesh tzlaim biyehuda, five sela weight of fleece per kohen in Yehuda, shein esther tzlaim b'galil, which is the equivalent of 10 sela of weight in Galil. Not only that, the Mishnah says meluban v'lo tzoi. It's bleached and it's not dirty. What's the difference between the two? So says the Bar Tanura v'lo shi hachayv yisrael l'labna. Not that the Jew has to bleach it. Elo sheyitein lo shir min hatzemer hatzoi. Dahainu she'eino meluban. What's going to happen? Because when you bleach it, it loses some of the weight. So when the Mishnah is teaching us, you have to give the Kohen enough wool so that the Kohen then whitens it, and therefore now the weight is reduced. It'll be the weight of 5 sela. So don't give him 5 sela of when it's tsoi, when it's dirty, but rather give him 5 of a weight of what it's going to be after he bleaches it. It'll be 5 sela in weight. Kedei lasos menu beged katan. So what's his 5 sela based on that weight of fleece? We assume that he can make a small garment out of that, and specifically, this is the smallest garment that the Kohen would wear, and it's referring to the avnet, as we explained before. La'amod l'shares, it has to be something from which he can use. What do I need? Something significant. Shenema, the Mishnah says, the pasuk says, titen lo, sheyehu b'kedei matana, to be enough, that can be used as a gift, something that is going to be useful for him. Lo ispik litno lo ad shed tzva'o. Let's say you're supposed to give him the shearings and you dyed the wool before you gave the reisha sages. So this says the Mishnah, the mitzvah doesn't apply. Why is that so? Because this is considered, this we learn in Bava Kama, when you dye wool, that's considered a shinui, and if you were a gazlan, through the shinui you would acquire that. As a gazlan, what would happen if you made a shinui in an object that you stole, you dyed the wool? Well, you'd have to give back the value of the wool that you stole. But here, that's the case of a robber. But in our case, there's no obligation to pay the value to the Kohen. We don't view this as stealing from the Kohen. Why not? So the Gemara has two possibilities. Number one, the Pasuk says, regarding the mitzvah of Rishus HaGeiz, v'zeyye mishpat ha-kohanim. So we focus on the word, with the emphasis on the word v'zeyye. So the gift itself is the law, belongs to, this is the right of the Kohanim, but not the value. So if the gift is not there anymore because you made a shinui in it, you should not have done that, obviously. But at this point, there's really nothing to pay the Kohen. You don't have to give the value. So of course, you have to give zeh, but not the value. Number two, this is an example of mamon she'ein lo tovim. Normally, when you steal something, the reason why you have to pay back is because there's a claimant. Someone has the right to claim it back from you. You stole my object, so I have the right to claim it back. Does any Kohen have the right to claim this Reishis HaGeiz? No, because any Kohen would come forth and say, hey, you stole my Reishis HaGeiz, I would say, I wasn't planning to give it to you anyway. I have another friend of Kohen I was planning to give it to. Since it's Mamon She'ein Lo Tovim, so no one really has personal ownership and claim to it, therefore, there's no obligation to give it once it has been changed, once there's been a shinui. Then the Mishnah says, Libna V'lo Tzva'o. Oh, let's say the owner of the sheep made it white, he bleached it, but did not color it. So that's not considered a shinui. And therefore, since it's be'en, says the Bar Tanura, ein zeh shinui v'akati be'einehu. It's still be'en. It's still the way it is, has not been changed. And therefore, chayv yechayv to give it the way it is. Halokeach geis tzono shel nachri, patru mereshus hageis. Person buys the fleece of 5 sheep belonging to a non-Jew. And this would be true even if he buys it before it was shorn from the animal. And the Jew does the shearing himself. There's no obligation of reshus hageis because the Torah says geis tzoncha, the fleece of your sheep. When are you chayev? You have to own the sheep, not if you just own the fleece. What about the following case? Halokech geis tzono shel chaver. Here a Jew buys the fleece of sheep belonging to another Jew. The shearing was not done yet. So now, who's going to do the shearing? The buyer is going to do the shearing. Says the Mishnah, imshir hamocher chayov. If the seller didn't sell all of the fleece, he kept some from himself, he's the one who has to, he has to separate Reishis HaGeiz from the portion that he has. We can't assume that, oh no, he sold, he sold most of the, shearings to the other guy, to the buyer. So obviously the buyer is the one who has most of the sheep and most of the shearings in the Chayv and Reishis HaGeiz. No, if he kept something for himself, he has to separate the Reishis HaGeiz from the portion that he has, because we assume that the Reishis HaGeiz is still in his ownership. So let's say for example, he has 20 sheep, and he sold 15 of the sheep. So we assume that the mocher, when he sold the sheep to someone else, to his friend. So, and he kept five for himself. So he didn't sell all of the fleece. He obviously kept some for himself. So the reishis hageis becomes his obligation. Now that case would be obvious because the one you sold it to has 15 sheep, so he's going to have to, let's say, like Beis Hillel, he has to do a shearing from each of the sets of five that he shears, and the owner who still kept five for himself, so obviously he has a chiv. So the Mishnah is here to tell me no. How about the following? This is only five sheep, and he sold four of them, so now he kept one for himself. So where's who's chayv in reishis hageis? The answer is there were five sheep. The owner is chayv in reishis hageis from his sheep that he left on all of the sheep. And that's because we assume that when you sell, you didn't sell the mitzvah, you kept the mitzvah to yourself. Lo shi'er, but obviously if you didn't leave anything over himself, halokeh chayv, the obligation becomes, if the seller sold all of the fleece, you have nothing left, so now the reishis hageis obligation is on the buyer. Let's say the seller had two different species. What it means? Shechufos ulavanos. He had darker fleece and whiter fleece. Says the Mishnah, Machar lo shechufos avalolavanos, zecharim avalolanekevos. And what did he do? He sold the dark ones, not the white ones. Or maybe the males and not the females. Zenos in la'atzmo v'zenos in la'atzmo. The buyer has to give the reishis hageis from that which he bought. The seller has to give from the fleece that he kept for himself. So hold on, wait, didn't we say that if you kept something for yourself, the obligation is upon the mocher completely? You sold four sheep and he kept one for yourself. The obligation of reishis hageis on all five of them belongs to you. Now that's true when all the sheep are the same. But here, because the fleece of the white sheep is, we assume, is better, is superior to the dark, the fleece of the dark sheep, and we assume the fleece of the females is better because the Baraita here says, v'chem zechar menekevos, gizas ha-zechar is kasha, is more coarse, v'haydeh nechev is brakich, it's much softer, so therefore we assume that the mocher is obligated to separate reishis hageis from the ones that, the same type of species, that he had kept. And that's what the Mishnah means. Zenos in la'atzma, zenos in la'atzma. We don't say in such a case the mocher kept a little for himself. The reishis hageis obligation he must have kept for himself as well. That would be true for all the sheep were the same. He doesn't sell the mitzvah to someone else. But here where he sold different sheep, a different color than ones that he had, different the fleece is different and the quality is different, we assume that the seller separates reishis hageis from that which he has and the buyer from that which he bought.